The first dose of the coronavirus vaccine was administered in New York Monday, but the pandemic is still wreaking havoc in Onondaga County.
In the first wave of this pandemic, you could reference that I know somebody who had COVID, or I heard of somebody who had COVID. Now you can say I know somebody who died of COVID, or I know somebody's family member who died of COVID.
McMahon said 20 people have died of the virus since Friday. The county's infection rate is now 6.9%. Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta said health precautions remain vital in the time before large-scale vaccination.
If you're wearing face covering and following physical distancing and staying home when sick or not having get together, you literally can save at least one person's life, maybe. It may not be immediately you, but that's something. You may have seen a third person, second person.
In an effort to curb spread, the county will expand its coronavirus investigation team, which notifies people they've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. McMahon said the team will increase to 225 investigators in order to more quickly contact people. That's not the county's only undertaking at the moment. They're also starting to plan for distributing the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Indu Gupta said the county's involvement will be later on, but there's a good foundation.
The good part of all this is the logistically, there's so much infrastructure is built as because of testing that we can roll it out and build on it, essentially.
The county still needs to figure out who will be able to give shots and the best way to communicate the vaccine safety. County officials are expecting their first doses of the vaccine to arrive early this week. McMahon acknowledged that all of this work will be expensive. However, he said if there's something to use reserves for, this is it. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.